Robinhood Radio presents Flavor Matters with Serge Matakians. He's the owner of Saravan Restaurant in Armenia. If you can't find him in the kitchen or gardens, then follow him either on Facebook or Twitter at Saravan NY.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. This is Serge from Flavor Matters and Saravan Restaurant, continuing my conversation with Mary Basmajian, the Armenian funny girl, or funny Armenian girl, in my opinion, a genius comedian and artist. Thank you, Mary, for sticking around.
Thank you for having me.
So, Mary, in speaking with you and in going through your Instagram feed and reading about you, one thing stands out for me, that you, as an Armenian woman, did not fit the mold that the traditional Armenian culture has sort of carved out for women.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't cave in. Instead, you developed this sense, this strong sense, that you are Armenian, and no matter what happens, you want to keep the flavor of Armenian in you alive. But over the years, you have, in fact, strengthened it, diversified it. One of the things that interests me as a creative person myself is how this creative energy, this rejection, in a way, of mm-hmm. the Armenian culture and Armenian paradigm and the mold that it has for women that you didn't fit, how were you able to turn it into strength and into sort of social commentary and into the characters, especially Vartush or Piso or sometimes Mary herself, that makes comments? I would love to hear about that process.
Well, you know, it wasn't always like this. Of course, like over the years, I always felt like kind of left out, or I felt like I didn't fit into like what the traditional Armenian girl should be. And I think that also comes from my upbringing. I did move to Pasadena when I was about 12 or 13 to live with paternal grandparents. And the house that I lived in, it wasn't just my grandparents. It was like aunts and uncles or relatives that came from Armenia. So it was not a traditional household where like a mom, a dad, sibling, whatever. And I do remember when I was younger and I just moved, a lot of the adults around me were like, oh, this is going to impact her. Like, she should be raised by her parents. Why is her mom sending her to live with her grandparents and all this? So I always felt like kind of like left out of that whole traditional Armenian experience. But at the same time, I was still able to, you know, be friends with Armenian girls or whatever and see how their lives were. So I
you a question? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Sure. Okay. So you were a young girl. I think you said your parents divorced when you were 5.
Correct.
So when you were in those situations and you were feeling those, tell me about a night or two when Mary was sitting in the bedroom all by herself. What were you thinking? Do you remember those?
Okay, we're gonna get psychological.
No, well, I just want to see how you converted that loneliness, that sadness, into this strength. That's what interests me.
Yeah. So what happened is, and I put this on everything I love. This was before the Truman Show, before I even knew what a Truman Show was. But as a kid, like if mom was yelling at me or if, you know, they would hit, you know, back then it was okay, I guess. But I would be sitting alone and I would honestly think that my real parents were actually playing a prank on me, or that I was on a hidden camera show and they were backstage. And these parents that were here were like actors or whatever, or like that I had cameras watching me to see what my reaction is going to be. And I think, like, I don't know, because I'm not, I mean, I was going to school for to be a therapist, but I would, I don't know how to label it or what this is called exactly, but that's what I imagined. I imagined that Ipor, my real parents, were backstage with like producers and stuff. That's and like
imaginary survival.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
Survival mechanism,
and, yeah. Yeah. And even though my parents were divorced, backstage parents were still together, and they even had like another kid. So I had it was an entire imagination of just that got me through those years. And I don't know. I think imagination survival is a good word for it.
Yeah, no, I mean it's interesting. We all do, and then. You didn't just sit and cry. You created a way of maintaining yourself.
Absolutely. Kids have that. Kids have that. And I believe, we were talking about this earlier about how, like, you know, we teach kids a lot of times to not question, or, you know, we were slapped a couple of times as kids or whatever. Kids are so smart and they observe so much. They are so creative. And I feel like if parents can just water that creativity sometimes, I think kids would be able to just absolutely blow our minds as adults. Like they're really amazing. I mean, even like, you know, with imaginary friends, they create so much. And, you know, as we get older, maybe some of us lose that. And luckily, some of us don't. And we become artists and content creators or whatever that we become.
Mary, tell us a little bit, because one of the things that amazes me is your acting skills and you convey your characters so, I mean, I don't know what the right word is in acting, but I don't see Mary, I see Pisu or I see Vartush. Where did you develop that skill?
I don't know the word for that either, because I didn't go to acting school or anything like that. I just know when I do these characters, I have to like think like them, and then the face changes. So maybe like facial expressions, I've heard that a lot from people, like the facial expressions, the eyes or whatever. And I kind of just project as that person. I say what I think that person would say. And again, I don't know the word for it either.
Yeah. Meryl Streep just says, you know, I don't know. It just comes from within me. You know, I just, like she says, like I didn't go to psychotherapy. I don't know what it is, but it just comes from within me. Mary, what, you do the writing, you do the production, and you do the makeup and characters, and sometimes you collaborate with other Armenian comedians or actors. Mm-hmm. Tell us about an usual day for Mary.
Oh, I am freelance. So usually if I have video requests, meaning like personalized video requests, I would get up and, you know, do breakfast and then go into, if I have any videos to make, personalized videos to make. I try to write as much as possible. I think I would be lying if I said I write every single day. I would love to do that. But I do write at times. And if there is an open mic, I hit up as much as I can during the week, like early open mics and like during the day or at night. And sometimes, like if I'm scrolling on the
mic, do you do the open mic so that the being in front of the audience, is that just so you remain limber and comfortable?
Also, you know, with stand-up comedy, when I write jokes, like I can't I want to like try it out on stage. I want to see what the reaction is going to be in that moment, you know? Or if I'm like, you know, online and I see like current events or things that are going on or whatever, I'll make either a quick video or I'll get an idea for like one of the characters to do a video. I've also through several months, these last several months, I've been doing Zoom therapy, which is great. I love doing therapy. I love being in therapy. But there's like a body positivity movement that's happening with this generation as well. So I try to do like videos kind of based on that, or videos of any idea that I might have. And every day looks different. Not every day isn't going to look the same. And, you know, I'm here to let some people know that some days I don't do anything. I just want to be left alone. I don't even log on to social media, because people need to realize we need a break from that. No matter what kind of influencer or content creator you are, you need to step away from it sometimes and just be with yourself and, you know, give yourself some time to watch maybe some shows that you like. I love Golden Girls. I'll watch it, you know. Yeah. And just, you know, take it as it comes. Just live in the moment as much as I can.
I agree with you, especially for the creative process, because you need to refuel and just let out a lot of the energy that you've had to gather to produce something and then regroup.
Right.
Mary, your use of profanity.
Yeah.
So right on. And your use of Armenian profanity in your videos, which I think that's why you're able to get away with it on Instagram, are so hilarious and so funny. I just want to say that I, as a Armenian-Iranian watching them, and as a cook that likes to use profanity, I find your usage just right on. So I want to thank you for that. Mary, where do you see yourself? Do you see yourself going to Armenia and doing skits? Do you see yourself staying in the U.S. and continuing? Where does Mary want to be?
That's a good question. I'm not sure. I know when I was younger, I always had this like life imagined that I would go and live in Armenia. I would repatriate to Armenia and just live there. I think as I got older, maybe that might have changed a little bit. I would love to visit Armenia again. I went in 2007. That was a long time ago. I would love to go again and see everything that's changed and new. I honestly, I don't really know where I see myself. And this is a part of kind of like being in the moment. And I try to think about the future in a, you know, in a positive way. But with everything going on, of course, within this last year with COVID and everything else, I think we as people tend to think of like the worst case scenarios for the future sometimes. And so I've tried to like steer clear of, you know, thinking too much ahead, but I would love to travel. I would love to do a tour. And this is something I was going to do in 2020. Because 12 years I took care of my grandparents and I wasn't really able to like travel or do anything. So I would love to do that now and see the world and also entertain and see the Armenians around the world too and entertain them as well.
Yes. And Mary, I one of the reasons I'm honored to speak with you, because I don't think you only entertain, I think you also enlighten us.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
In a very, very concise way. I mean, one of the things that I really enjoy about your videos is that you get to the point and to the heart of the matter. And I appreciate that. It's a kind of a social activism. So I want to appreciate that, and I want to express that not only do I see that in the comments that people leave with you, I know that I'm sure you have developed a very angry following because you're pushing boundaries.
Yes.
So, you know, you are such an example, power of example, for a lot of other Armenian women, both in diaspora and in Armenia, that don't fit the mold of the Armenian traditional woman.
Right.
I want to, just for myself, I'll only speak for myself. I really appreciate that effort, and I know it's a lot of work.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that, Serge.
And I hope that you will continue that. Sadly, we're coming to an end to this segment, Mary. I've had the pleasure of speaking with Mary Basmajian, who is also known as the funny Armenian girl who lives in Pasadena, California. You would love following her on Instagram, whether you're Armenian or not Armenian. And on a final note, Mary, your comment about that speedrunner, your 10-second video about that speedrunner, that pot, you know, doesn't make you go any faster.
Right.
If anything, it makes you go slower, was so right on.
Yes, thank you. Shikari Richardson, absolutely. They should have let her go, but, you know. I'm not on the board. Yeah.
Yeah, not yet. Mary, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Serge. I appreciate it.
Flavor Matters is a joint production of the Saravan Restaurant and Robin Hood Radio. For more information on the Saravan Restaurant in Amelia, New York, saravan.com on the web.